sponsoring this event. It will be held at the 627 Event Space at 627 Commercial Street. And I think this will be a great event for people to attend and come to. As I think most people know, if they travel, this summer the Kansas Turnpike will be going cashless. And so there's a lot of great information to learn from the Turnpike Authority itself. And so from 5 to 7 this Thursday, we hope people will join us for that business after hours.
Yeah, people have noted construction's been going on for quite some time for a cashless tolling, and it will be in play officially, as Janine mentioned, very soon, coming up early this summer. I know the Turnpike is very excited about this, so get the very latest at 627 Event Center. So if we want to make a business after hours reservation there, Janine, how can we do that?
There's a couple of easy ways. You can just call our office at 342-1600 or go online to our website, EmporiaKSChamber.org. Go to our events, and you can register right there. You'll find the business after hours where you can register.
All right. So the Turnpike Authority will have, I'm sure, representation there, huh?
Definitely will. Yeah. They'll have a lot of great information and people there to chat with you and talk to you about all the great things they're doing on the Kansas Turnpike.
All right, Saturday is Legislative Dialogue Day, huh, Janine?
It is. It is, once again, our first dialogue of 2024. Our Kansas legislature, our elected officials, have been in session for just over a month now, and so this is a great opportunity to come and hear about this first month, what they've been doing, what bills have been introduced. We're just a week out from turnaround. In fact, I think the end of this week is turnaround. So that means bills have to be put in place in order to move forward. And so we will have our dialogue Saturday morning. It will be held at Flint Hills Technical College in their conference rooms. This is where we have held them the past several years. It's a nice venue. 8 o'clock to 8:30 is just the gathering time where people start showing up. You know, we have some donuts, juice, coffee for everyone, and just a chance to gather and see everyone and visit, a chance to talk maybe one-on-one with our elected officials. And then 8:30 to 9:30 will be the dialogue itself. And so bring your questions or just come and listen to hear the updates on what's happening. But once again, that is this Saturday, 8 to 8:30, the gathering. 8:30 to 9:30, the actual dialogue itself.
Have our local legislators all confirmed they will be there?
Yes. So we will have Senator Longbine, Representative Schreiber, Representative Smith. He always puts in the caveat, unless he gets called into work. but he does an excellent job of always showing up. And I don't know if we've gotten a confirmation from Representative Droege yet or not. But we will have our locals, Representative Schreiber and Senator Longbine, there. I know they have both confirmed.
All right. The conference room, Flint Hills Technical College. Legislative dialogue coming up. Things will start at 8, but the dialogue itself, 8:30 to 9:30. Your questions are welcome, as always. All right, Janine, anything else we need to add here?
Just know if you need any information on the community, what's out there. Our new 2024 community guides are available, and hopefully this week we will receive our 2024 community guides in Spanish. So stop in our office, get that great information. We're here to help.
Janine, thank you.
Thanks, Janine.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. Business After Hours coming up this Thursday at 627 Event Space, and the first legislative dialogue Saturday morning at the Flint Hills Technical College Conference Room. They'll have coffee and Danish from 8 until 8:30.
Nice.
And the dialogue from 8:30 until 9:30, the first dialogue of this legislative session. Plenty to talk about there, and we will be getting our local legislators on here. All right. Hey, do not forget that Emporium is happening all this month. KBOE teaming up with the Emporia Gazette and U.S. Foods. If you stop into any of our Emporium businesses, restaurants, I should say, Scan that QR code because we're giving away a lot of $25 restaurant gift certificates this month. So,
all right.
Radius Brewing Company, Bobby D's, Union Street Social, Amanda's Bakery, 627 Event Space, Billy Sims Barbecue, Casa Ramos, Planet Sub, Taqueria Agaves, Wagon Wheel, Rolling Hills Bar and Grill, Schrock Beer Old Smokehouse, Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, Las Catrinas, the Boomtown Cafe down there in Madison, Gourmet to Go, Gambino's, the Pizza Ranch, the Cliff, Gustoso, and the Daily Station. So there, we have it.
That is a huge list. Wow, that's good stuff.
Yeah, they all have QR codes, easily accessible if you have technology issues or if they are experiencing technology issues in any of these restaurants. There's a drop box there. You can just fill out the entry card and drop it in the box.
Okay. We make it easy for you.
And you'll be taken care of. And we'll be announcing $25 gift card winners throughout the entire month. Well, I note that the Super Bowl on Sunday was the most watched program ever.
Is anybody surprised, numbers? Really?
Man.
Holy cow. Did they say over 120 million people?
Yeah.
Tuned in? Good night. What a total.
Yeah, and that eclipses the record, which was, I think, from last year, was the most watched Super Bowl.
Yep.
And not anymore. So, yeah, Chiefs and the 49ers, big numbers.
Again. And I wonder how many, if they can track kind of who enters or how many people enter at different stages of the broadcast. I'm assuming they've got those metrics there, but I'm wondering how many people were watching when the game was over, you know, watching that overtime period. Just me.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Curious
about the stats.
I'm sure they do have ways to track that. Mm-hmm. I do know that the big Super Bowl championship parade in Kansas City is tomorrow.
We got some folks that are headed from here to there. We've got confirmed, so we'll be talking with them.
Oh, dear.
I know for sure, and I'm not going to release any names just yet, but we're in the process of reaching out to people who are going to be heading up there so we can
get there. Let us know here if you're planning on attending. That's 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
Same parade route. We should all know it by now, right?
We should know it by heart, yeah.
That's it. So Chiefs victory parade tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. And I was reading some, I think that Drake, the artist, bet $1.15 million on the Chiefs to win.
Yeah.
Walked away with $2.346 million, a profit of $1.96 million.
Not bad at all. Good haul there.
Not a bad haul, huh?
Mm-mm.
Let me see if you've got it to, you got it to spend.
Yep.
You can afford to lose it.
That's the other side of the coin, right?
I don't know. KVOE Live and local boy, big storm hitting the Northeast today. Yikes.
Ooh.
Yeah, Boston could receive up to a foot. New York will get their yearly amount of snowfall in one day today, I guess. Ooh.
Man. Yuck.
So a foot plus.
Oh, my
along
goodness.
With the high winds. So.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Reading where Bo Jackson, former Major League Baseball and NFL star.
Yeah.
Won a $21 million award in a civil case against his own niece and nephew.
Oh, serious?
Who were trying to extort money from him.
Oh, my gosh. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Hate to hear that. Huh?
Boo.
It is 6:54. There is the lunch bell. A school lunch menu here today. Let's head to Timmerman Elementary School for today's USD 253 school lunch menu.
Good morning, Emporia. Today is Tuesday, February 13, 2024. My name is Gracious Sandoval, and I am a fifth grade student at Timmerman Elementary, home of the Bulldogs. For breakfast today, we are having pancake on a stick, fruit, juice, and milk. For lunch today, we are having chicken tenders or super nachos, roll, roasted cauliflower, cucumber slices, and grapes. Have a great Tuesday, and don't forget your parent-teacher conferences this week.
That's correct. Nicely done. Thank you, Timmerman Elementary School. Our school lunch menu is always brought to you by Citizens State Bank with 10 convenient locations in the Emporia area to serve their outstanding customers. It's 6:55.
Tax tips brought to you by Agler and Gattert Chartered, 1225 West 6th, providing expertise in the areas of tax.